Coming up, there could be a connection between the best things you can do for your body and the best things you can do for your money. Stick with us as we cover six healthful habits that could possibly raise your retirement accounts while lowering your blood pressure.
It's time to chart a course to the promised land of financial freedom.
And y'all, setting clear retirement goals is a focus.
This is the Prosperity Playbook with Nicole Gibbs.
Let's talk about the green flags.
Helping you raise your money and your life to a higher standard.
All right, welcome to Prosperity Playbook Radio with our host, the one, the only, Nicole Gibbs, and I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. Nicole, great to be here with you once again. Thank you for having me on your show today.
No, Tony, thank you.
Oh, yay, I hear the applause. People are going, the crowd's going wild.
Yes.
I usually don't elicit that reaction, but that's awesome. The crowd's going wild. That's awesome.
How are you doing today?
I am so good. As I like to say, I'm so good. If I was any better, my name would be Ross Dixon. You know I love to say that. Yes. Now, not all our listeners know who Ross is, but you and I like to joke around. So I know you work with Ross. He's a coworker of yours in the financial world.
Yes.
He's what?
He's an amazing person.
Yes.
Yeah. So we met maybe about 3 to 4 years ago, and I met one of the people that he was at a networking event. I was at one of the guys that worked with Ross was at a networking event, and I was just running my mouth talking, and he eased over there to me, Brill, and shout out to Brill. That's my guy too. But Brill gave me his card, and when he gave me the card, I saw Ross Dixon Agency, you know, Brill Broker, whatever. And I was like, who is Ross? He was like, oh, that's the guy that I work with. I work as a broker in his brokerage. And as soon as he said that to me, you know, me and Bro connected. We are still very good friends. He lives in Houston with his family. He's an amazing guy. He's in law school now, but he also is a broker. But I was like, I want to know who Ross is, because that's the name on the agency. And I literally went to LinkedIn and I sent him an email. You know, I'm very ambitious. I'm super, it's to a fault, right?
Proactive. But,
it's so ambitious. Some people, it scares a lot of men away, but I just have to know. I'm curious and I just have to know, right? So I go to LinkedIn and I friend him on LinkedIn and I'm like, hey, I met the amazing, you know, broker that works with you. What y'all doing over here? And literally we connected and it's been up ever since. I literally was doing insurance as an independent agent, broker, part-time, working with Ross. I'm doing this full time now. I'm like, why am I doing insurance work on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? I'm like, this insurance is supposed to be part time, but it has literally taken over my life. Fell in love with financial literacy just from learning different things. Noelle Thornton, shout out to her. When I first got into this particular type of business, she invested in me a whole lot of knowledge. And that's why I know what I know today when it comes to all these financial strategies and things like that. But Ross Dixon is definitely a good guy. I don't think you want to be him though, because he has a 3-month-old baby, and I don't know if you
know. Yeah, that's right. That's right, he does. Yeah, boy, I remember those days. I have 3 kids of my own, and I don't necessarily miss those days. I just remember how tired we were all the time.
Yes, you're always tired. The baby's crying. They bring so much joy, so much.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't give it up. I always joke about it's impossible to have nice things when you have children and pets. I always say that. And it's somewhat true, but I wouldn't give it up. That's right. For sure. Wouldn't give them up for the world. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting. We're talking about physical and financial health today, right? Yeah. And I think, you know, this is going to be a good one. But I know that you're good at diagnosing money problems, but maybe not your overall health. Still, it's probably time to think about people's overall health. And we talk about financial health I think there's a big connection between physical health and financial health, especially in retirement. But we're going to cover a lot today, right? Yeah, some big healthful habits.
Yes. We're going to help you make your retirement money multiply just by kind of getting you in the mindset, especially people that are a fitness guru or a person that works out consistently. You're going to see the identification of how consistency and how stewardship and just regularly doing different things when it comes to your body, you can do with your money too. So that's basically the whole concept of this segment.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So where do you want to start? The first thing is let's see, we're going to go through some parallels to staying healthy physically and financially. Yeah. I always hear people always tell me you got to have regular exercise.
Yes. Regular exercise is super important if you want to see results. My sister, she convinced me to do E2M. It's Eager to Motivate. She did this about 2 years ago, I think. And she was like, she lost a ton of weight. She lost like maybe 75 pounds, but then gained the weight back. But when we were going through that program, the program taught that regular exercise was super important, and the detox was important. And the detox basically is just you eating fruits and vegetables for the first week, fruits, vegetables, water. That's it. And once you go through the third day, it's like your body is like, okay, we got to be healthy now. And it starts reversing all the things that you did before you did that detox. The parallel here is consistent contributions. Mm. Just as a regular workout routine strengthens your body, making systematic deposits into your retirement accounts, your 401k, your IRA, your Roth IRA, builds financial muscle over time. So that is the parallel, or that is the similarity when it comes to exercise and when it comes to your finances, consistent contributions.
Right. And let's hope your sister isn't listening to this episode, because you kind of threw her under the bus there.
No, she'll say it herself. She'll say it herself.
She gained it right back. You said,
she said it. Like, she said it to me, and it was so funny. She was like, I lost all that weight, now and I'm fat again. She said it herself. Oh, she was like, I got to lose this weight. Yeah, she said it herself. She makes jokes about it all the time, but she's working on it now, or whatever the case may be. Sure. And a lot of times when you gain the weight back, it's because you are in a situation. She was at a job that she really, really wasn't happy with. And she was just she was depressed. That's what it was. And that's what happened.
Stress cut can really wreak havoc with your weight. It's hard to lose weight and keep it off if you're also in a stressful emotional situation.
Exactly.
Like a job that's not going well, or you're not happy. And so, that's key, isn't it? So what's a tip here for with the financial parallel? What's something we can do? Consistent contributions. There are things we can do there, right?
Yeah, I think automating contributions to ensure you stay on track, much like scheduling workouts to maintain momentum and discipline. I think some people, I'm going to do it. This, like, you are willing, what they say, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak, right? So you're willing. You're one of those listeners that's like, I want to have a financial plan. I want to do this. And then when you get on the phone with me and we start to dissect, you sink back into because I've spoken to some people, like, they just feel like they can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. But that's the same thing with weight loss. Like, if someone is overweight and they feel like it's an astronomical weight gain that they've gotten, and they want to get down to like a certain, they feel like, oh my God, I'm never going to get back down. And that's why people don't start. But you have to start, just like with your health. You have to start. Just start walking 20 minutes a day. People think that you see changes over time. Money grows over time. You talked about compounding interest. Compounding interest only happens 20 to 30 years down the road. It doesn't happen 5 years or 2 years in. It happens. You start to see massive results the more you do it. That's the whole point of what I'm trying to say. So automate those contributions. Okay. Figure out little small ways. Walk 20 minutes a day. Scratch 20 minutes a day. Start somewhere. And if you do that every single day, you'll start to see results, and you also create a new habit.
So that's the regular exercise aspect to finance. What about and of course, this is an area where I struggle because I'm a foodie, love the food. Talked about a barbecue a show or two ago. Yeah. But balanced nutrition.
A balanced nutrition basically means a diversified portfolio on the financial side. Sure. So the parallel, the health parallel here is eating a variety of nutrient-rich foods provides well-rounded nourishment. Similarly, diversifying across stocks, bonds, annuities, real estate, or other assets help your investments stay, quote unquote, healthy. So that's the parallel. I think that balancing risk and return by not over concentrating in a single asset class, just as you wouldn't eat only one type of food. So if you are working out or, you know, trying to lose weight, you're not just gonna, well, some people, what I tried to do when I was doing it, because it took about 6 to 8 weeks and I lost about 30 pounds in 6 weeks. No, and I wasn't even that good. That's the crazy thing about it. So you don't really have to do much, but I only ate, like I did salads. I did a lot of collard greens, green beans, things like that. And then I did a protein. So I would do salmon, I would do baked chicken, and then I would do a steak once a week. A lean steak. Yeah. And I just did that every single week. And that's the only way, because if I tried to do this and do that and, you know, all of that, I would have been cheating up a storm. I would have cheated so much. And the thing about it is we also had a cheat day. So on the cheat day, I would eat, you know, whatever I wanted. I would drink and I wasn't drinking. Also, I was not drinking alcohol. I wasn't drinking any wine or anything.
Cutting out alcohol is what really helped me in losing weight. That's helped me a bit. I mean, I still have a ways to go, but that really helped. I mean, I enjoy it, and still once in a while, you know, New Year's or out with friends. One isn't going to hurt, but you know, cutting out the regular, you know,
every single day, all day. Yeah. You drink, as soon as you get off work, I deserve something to drink. Find something else, you know? So So that's what helped me when it came to that. But it all comes down, Tony, to discipline and consistency, period.
Yeah, consistency is huge. Balanced nutrition, and the finance aspect of it is, you know, balancing risk. Keep a good balance, just like a balance of food. You need to keep a balance with your portfolio, right?
Yes, absolutely. And you don't have to have real estate, 401k, 403b, Roth IRA, you don't have to have all those different things. Sure. You could find maybe two or three different vehicles to park your money in and just let it do what it do. You know, that's still balanced, that's still diversified, and you're not having to check all these different accounts and worrying about all these different things. So find something where you could consistently earn, and it could be balanced and diversified for you. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. There you go. I think that's huge. So that's balanced nutrition. I always hear, as far as health, and boy, for me, I will tell you, Nicole, tell me if you're like this or not. I know you're so driven and always going and accomplishing things, so maybe you don't need as much, but I have to get the full 8 if I want to be functional and happy. I have to get 8 hours of sleep a night. And so people, when I come into work, they always laugh, and I'm in a good mood and I'm bouncing around, and they go, Tony got the full 8. And I go, yep, I got the full 8. So adequate sleep is big. But how about you? Do you need the full 8 hours every night?
Beauty is going to get her rest. She going to get her sleep. That is what I do not play with sleep.
You don't play with that.
I don't play with
Beauty gets her rest.
Beauty gets her rest because what I love, I've never been the type of person like, please, don't jinx me, universe, God, most high. But I don't understand how some people have insomnia, because I'm like, how do you have insomnia? I have no problem. Like, I would be on the phone with my friends and I would fall asleep. I am going to get my sleep. My body knows how to shut down. So adequate sleep is super important. The health parallel here with the financial aspect of it is proper rest allows your body and mind to recover. Likewise, a stable, patient approach to investing gives your portfolio time to grow without unnecessary stress. What I also learned over the last couple of weeks the outcome, because my mindset has been changing and I'm evolving so much, I'm realizing I'm happier now because I do not stress this. I don't sweat the small stuff. I don't stress if something, even with my boys, my oldest son, he was trying to argue, pick a fight with me. And I'm just like, okay. He kept texting me. I was like, okay. I am not going to have high blood pressure. I'm not going to stroke out and I'm not going to have a heart attack because I feel like certain things doesn't really need my attention as much as other things. Like I prioritize, urgency when it comes to certain things. So the outcome of everything over the past 3 weeks has been working for me because of my attitude towards it. I'm not going to get mad. I'm not going to be stressed out. I'm not doing any of that. Now don't catch me on a bad day. Now, don't catch me when I haven't gotten a full eight.
We all have those. We're human, yeah, right?
Yeah. Like I'm not a robot and I'm just not like this super happy. Like I am a super happy person, but I'm a regular person. I have emotions, sad, happiness, like sure, all that good stuff. But when it comes to outcome, if you want a good outcome, when it comes to a situation that you're going through, you have to be patient. You have to have a calm demeanor and you have to understand what emotional intelligence is. And if you don't get your sleep, you're going to be grumpy. You're going to be moody. You're just not going to be at your 100%. It's the same thing with your finances. If your finances doesn't have like a stable and steady way to grow and it's bumpy like the 401k, then you run into problems. So that's what I'll say about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's great. And so, I think you talk about adequate sleep, that rest, you need it. Your mind needs it. Your body needs it. And likewise, I think a stable, patient approach to investing is important too, right?
It absolutely is. Avoid financial insomnia by sticking to your plan and not obsessing over daily market fluctuations. Give your investments the time they need to compound. So that's why I'm like, the outcome of any situation that you put yourself into, another thing is too, Tony, I'm not attached to the outcome because you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what's going to happen. So you just can't be attached to this idea of something. And once I started to detach, that's when I realized I was in flow. So that made my life better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go. I love it. I love it. Avoid insomnia and financial insomnia, right? Yeah. By sticking to your plan and having a plan. I think that's good. Now, a big part of this, I think a big thing is stress. You mentioned it earlier, stress management and mental health care. I can't wait to see how this parallels with the financial world. Yes. But first, we're going to give out really quick that web address so our listeners can get a hold of you, schedule a no charge, no obligation consultation if they have financial questions.
That's prosperityplaybookradio.com.
Well, hey, great show so far. You're listening to Prosperity Playbook Radio. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. We are here with our host, Nicole Gibbs. And now let's talk about stress management and mental health care. What does that relate to as far as financial? I'm going to assume it relates to risk management and maybe contingency planning.
Absolutely. Risk management and contingency planning. So here's the health parallel. Practicing mindfulness and handling stress prevents burnout. It's similar to having adequate insurance, health, life, long-term care, supplemental policies, and emergency fund helps protect your nest egg. Remember, I was talking about, the mindfulness and being mindful and mindset and, not being stressed out and not stroking out and all that good stuff. That is the parallel. Regularly assess your risk tolerance. Find out what your risk tolerance is. You should know that anyway. Either you're conservative, moderate, or aggressive. And wherever you fall, that's where you need to allow your money to grow. So if the market drops, or unexpected expenses arise, you'll have financial coping strategies in place, just like having techniques to manage your mental stress. So there's always like everything kind of like relates to each other in that way when it comes to stress management and mental health care. The same happens with the financial situation. Risk management and contingency planning is super important. Always have a plan in place. If you got a plan in place, it just makes everything easier for you.
Oh, yeah, for sure. What about and stress is the cause of so many problems. And I think another analogy here is these two play off of each other, because if you have financial issues and don't have, you're not working with Nicole, you're not working with a trusted financial professional, that's going to cause stress. I mean, the number one cause of problems with relationships and cause of stress are financial. Every yeah. survey and study shows it. And what does stress lead to? Poor health. So mm-hmm. if you want good physical health, you need good financial health, right? And you need a plan in place. Part of the biggest part of stress management is getting your financial ducks in a row, I think. What do you think?
Yeah, I absolutely think that it's important. Sometimes when you sit down and talk with, I know there's so many people that sit down and talk with people and then never go back. They never call back. They don't show up. They no call, no show, right? Because they are stressed out about, well, how am I going to make this happen? But take it one day at a time. That's just what I do. I take it one day at a time, one thing at a time when it comes to your plan. If you are in a lot of debt, okay, let's tackle debt. Let's figure out strategies to figure that. Like, I think once you get over the fact that you call or you're sitting down and talking with somebody, that's a step. The second step is getting through the hard work of, okay, what do I need to do to unpack this and discover how can I can make it right? And once you get to that part, everything else is smooth. Everything else is the discipline to not overspend, the discipline to budget, the discipline to make sure that everything is automated. You do what you're supposed to do on your end. So when you get to your future self, you have money saved. It's that simple.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to think of your future self sometimes even separately. Like the way I look at it, Nicole, is this is now Tony. This is now Tony. But future Tony, retirement Tony, that's somebody else. The money I put into savings, that's his money. That's not my money. That's not now Tony's money. I keep that separate. But we do need to manage that stress and be financially sound. And that's why, again, you got to work with a financial professional. And you can't just let things, you can't just set it and forget it either with your health or your finances, right? We all need regular health checkups.
Yeah, we definitely need regular health checkups. But I want to say something about the set it and forget it. I do want you to set it and forget it, especially when it comes to an annuity or something where you're saving money and it automatically comes out and it goes over here. I don't want you to think about it because out of sight, out of mind, right? Of course, sign up for the portals and things like that to be able to have access to it, to check it, to see how it's doing and stuff like that. But don't touch it. You know what I'm saying? So you can't set it and forget it when it comes to your health. Okay. You can't do that. The health parallel here is annual physicals detect potential issues early, sort of similarly like scheduled financial reviews and rebalancing ensure your retirement plan remains aligned with goals and market conditions. So the parallel is financial check-ins and portfolio reviews. You should be meeting with your insurance person, your broker, anyone who is doing financial literacy things with you once a year, at least.
Yeah.
At least once a year.
Yeah, so. I think regular checkups are so important. And I know that you gave a great example there, but life changes happen, right? Marriages, births, deaths, divorce, these things happen. They're part of life. And you need to regularly check your finances and your financial plan because of these things. Plus, tax laws change, laws change, new bills are passed. And it's the same with your health. You don't not go to a doctor for 10 years, or at least you shouldn't. No. You need a health checkup once in a while.
Once a year.
Get everything checked, make sure you're okay. It's important. And just like you don't try to YouTube your health checkup.
Right.
You need a doctor and a professional. Don't try to YouTube your finances. It's a bad idea. You need to get advice from a professional that's specific to your circumstances. I mean, we help. I know you're big on financial education. That's why you do this show, Nicole, and you help so many people with that. But when it comes to each individual's personal situation, you've got to see them one-on-one. And that's why you offer that one-on-one consultation. Now, there's a huge health parallel there. I just, with finances, health checkup, see a doctor, financial checkup, see a financial professional. I'm not going to name names, Nicole Gibbs, but I know someone. I won't name names, Nicole That's Gibbs, me. But I happen to know somebody. All right. Now, we've talked about these two things, and I know you're big on both of these things, social engagement. You're very social. Mm-hmm. And hobbies. What are we talking about here with finances?
So the parallel is financial literacy and community support. The parallel here is staying connected, reduces loneliness and keeps you mentally sharp. I think I read somewhere where Finland is one of the most happiest places. They say it's the most happiest place where a lot of people live, but some people are severely depressed. So you can't go by what statistics say, right? I think it's important to join financial planning communities, attend workshops, go to conferences, and seek a licensed, trusted advisor that can keep you informed and motivated to want to save even more money or whatever. The biggest tip here is to learn, lean on experts to gather insights, share experiences, and stay engaged with your finances. When you have fun learning and planning with others, you're more likely to stick with it. So that's the parallel between the two.
Yeah, that's huge. And I like that parallel. I mean, you've got to lean on experts, share experiences, stay engaged. You have to do that with your finances. You need to do it with your health. And again, I think social engagement, Nicole, ties right back to what you were talking about regarding stress and mental health. This is going to help you. Talking to people, being engaged, having hobbies. I know when it comes to retirement planning, when you meet with somebody and they're thinking about retirement, you look at their finances for retirement, but you're also, you've got to be concerned about what are you going to do in retirement? You've got to stay active, have a purpose. Like you and I were talking about previously, I know you've mentioned, hey, I'm not looking to retire anytime soon because I love what I do and I need to keep going. You're very driven. And I'm the same way. As long as my voice holds out, I'm going to keep doing this.
Yes. Right. Yes. Yes. But when you retire, you also need to figure out, but there are some people they ready to stop working. And I can understand that, you know, like my dad, I'm like, Dad, I was trying to get him to do this business that came to us. And he's like, I'm retiring this year, Nicole. I'm not doing that. And he's like, I am retiring. I'm 70 years old. I'm not working anymore unless it's something that I want to do, not what somebody wants me to do. So some people are ready to retire and it's okay. But when you retire, you got to think about the emotional side of it too, not just the finances. What are you going to be doing as far as fun things? So you can plan those things too.
Yeah. Exactly. There you go. Fun. I love it. Well, hey, speaking of fun, Nicole, doing this show each week with you is a lot of fun. And I always learn something from you. We always have great conversations. But, you know, it's not a two-way conversation between me and you. It's a conversation with all our listeners out there, all your listeners. Nicole, you've been doing this show for a while now. And I know you have a lot of regular listeners out there gaining more and more each and every week. Yeah. And you love to hear from them. So I encourage them to get a hold of you. And an easy way they can do that is through your website, right?
Yes. ProsperityPlaybookRadio.com. That's where you can reach me, get on my calendar, and I'll be more than happy to sit down and talk more with you.
All right. Sounds fantastic. And also, I want to mention that there is a phone number if you want to call. It's 888-919-0024. Again, that's 888-919-0024. And pick up the phone. Give Nicole a call. Find out. Set up a time for a consultation to ask questions. Mention you heard about it on the radio, and there is a no charge, no obligation consultation, or just go to prosperityplaybookradio.com.
Thanks, Tony.
Thank you, Nicole. That does it for today's episode of Prosperity Playbook Radio.
During this show, Nicole Gibbs provides general information, not individually targeted personalized advice, and is not liable for the usage of information discussed. Exposure to ideas and products or services should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell any of these financial vehicles. This information should also not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specializing in the fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory services. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are offered through Ross Dixon. By contacting Ross Dixon, you may be provided information regarding the purchase of insurance products.